weird and pissed off, whatever it is.
She just goes a little mad sometimes. We all go a little mad sometimes.
Game over, man! Game over!
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
You are invited to an open house where horror will be your host.
Don't fall asleep.
Welcome to the Gavin in the Woods podcast. We're talking poltergeists today.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Thumb rattle.
That's just the rats in the roof here.
Yeah.
We have a very old house with it's one of those ones that doesn't even have a concrete slab underneath it. It's just dirt.
Yep.
So the house is over 100 years old. So no matter what you do, they just burrow in and find their way in.
Yeah.
And you can trap them, which never works. You can poison them, which always works, but is horrific. Or you can just learn to live with them.
I was going to say, or that you can just buy them a little chef's hat and a little skillet and open a restaurant.
Problem is, my partner Lou doesn't eat any Mediterranean vegetables, so there goes Ratatouille.
Oh, no!
No.
You know what is so funny, which I find affects whenever there are things like poltergeists, hauntings, or you know how you know what you can tell the difference between people straight away?
Right.
Okay. Whenever it's like the scratches in the walls, everyone who's grown up as a povo son of a bitch is like, that's literally a rat on your insulation.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And all the rich people are just like, oh my God, it's the ghost of Aunt Betty in the walls. It's fucking rats, dude.
It's a servant. I thought we burned them all. Yeah.
So that's why I always find it like funny whenever there's like scratching in the walls. Yeah. Just watch their reaction. You know what side of the revolution they're standing on.
I've been really getting into TikTok lately.
Oh, God. Oh, I can smell the middle-age crisis.
Because my online presence isn't already toxic enough. But TikTok.
Tell us more, white man.
TikTok seems to be this place where people are prepared to let their hair down a little bit.
Mm.
So you've got people who would normally be hosting very serious shows or, you know, appearing on podcasts like they know the secret to men's mental health, suddenly talking about ghosts. Like without any reservation and just straight up belief.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're familiar with a very popular YouTuber by the name of Spanion.
That sounds like a very like white male.
No. He's like a Spanish Middle Eastern guy from Sydney who's spent a lot of his youth in prison. He's great. I fucking love him. Like he said some problematic shit, but that's what happens when you are a guy who spent most of his youth in prison. You tend to be affected by some pretty terrible ideas.
Okay.
But you can see the growth in the guy. You can see the humanity in him. You can see that in the middle of him, he's a decent person, even though he committed a lot of crime growing up, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
He does these great things called hood tours where he just goes to the scariest places in the world and walks around with a GoPro.
Yeah.
And just sees how far he can get before like things get sketchy.
Okay,
but he does it like respectfully from the point of view from someone who grew up in the hood.
Yeah, okay.
Right, so he's not like laughing at people. He's like, oh, this would suck for these kids for this reason and all that kind of stuff. It's really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the next thing he does is like food reviews where he's like going to the Adelaide Central Markets and he's getting, oh, lad, this is the best fucking coffee I've ever had, lad. Because he's a full esche as well, but he's like 30 and huge.
Excellent.
So he's great. Like, check him out. But on TikTok.
Yes.
He talks about ghosts.
Excellent.
Because he spent a lot of time in Bathurst.
Yeah, okay.
Bathurst jail, where he just straight, and this dude, you look at him, he's scary as fuck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like he can clearly handle himself. He's big in kickboxing. He's about 6'4".
Mm-hmm.
He's a rapper, covered in tattoos. Like he's a scary dude.
You lost me at white rapper, but carry on.
He's not very white.
Okay.
Anyway, we're not doing any product placement. That's not a cocaine straw. That is a soda. But he's talking about being haunted in Bathurst prison and about him and his cellmate holding each other in fear while a ghost runs around in his cell slapping their legs and bashing the door.
What the hell?
Yeah, and he's like straight up serious about it, like telling it really passionately.
That's okay. Now, to me, this sounds like one of those stories. You know where they have those programs where they get the big scary people to yell at the children who are like running late for school and getting into detention. and you get the big prison people to be all be like, I'm going to rape you in a shower. That's what prison is. They make them cry.
Yeah.
That's kind of got that vibe to it. It's like, oh my God, yeah, don't come to prison. There's fucking ghost men.
Scared straight for spooky white kids.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah. So kids who are in the insane clown posse. It's really worth watching. Like, just get on TikTok, search Spanian ghosts, and it's there. But there's also tons of cool poltergeist videos. They're all fake as fuck.
Okay,
but people are really going to some lengths, like some real paranormal activity lengths.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, my favorite one is the one you sent me the other day with the dolls, where people had basically just got the fishing wire and then like had like a doll stand up for like, you know, in front of family members and then just pulled it so the doll like suddenly brushed at
just
them.
Launches at them,
Oh my God. My favorite is the woman who was like laying down on the couch and then still manages to like just leap just off and the back of the couch and just bounce and run away. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah. That old woman who discovered she could still do the splits. That was the power of Satan.
Yeah. But what I also really love about TikTok is that so, yes, the level of credulity is low because it's TikTok. So it's like they're clearly scams.
Yes.
But then the people trying to debunk them are just fucking idiots. They're just fucking morons. So like with UFOs, you've got people like Mick West, who's an engineer. He understands a lot of stuff. You know, he really picks the UFO footage apart and says, well, I found this on Google Earth and this is why this happened. This is what blah, blah, blah. Gives a scientific explanation. Whereas TikTok, just some kid does a stitch. Where they just look in the camera and just go, nah, bruv, I reckon that's fishing wires. And that's that. And it's debunked. It's so good.
Okay, now see, that is hilarious. But then the problem is there's a lot of people who then feel like emboldened to say every random thought that goes into their head out loud. You know those thoughts that you think and then you're like, oh, yeah, no, I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
Did you see that like ridiculous woman who was like, she was, and they're, why are they always in their car? Why? If you're too ashamed to say it in front of people, like, that should be your first thing.
Yeah.
But she was sitting in her car, but she was like looking like, oh my God, I've just cracked it. I've cracked the Enigma code.
Oh, really?
You know, I have just cracked the Navajo wind talkers. I have cracked the theory of evolution and everything. She was looking so fucking smug.
Yeah.
And you know what her, you know what her question statement was?
I'm guessing it was good.
Yeah. So if dinosaurs were so real, why aren't there like bones just like everywhere? Dead serious.
Yeah.
Not even for like the laugh, just like, yeah, explain that science. Like it was that kind of like vibe and you're just like, part of my brain is dying, just thinking how low level I've got to go to explain this to you. Like, fuck.
As Bill Hicks once famously said, I think God put Christians on this world to test my faith.
It's just, oh my Lord. Like, literally, she could have got all of the answers she need to explain that. You know what? Just do one little search on Google.
Yeah.
Just do one little search, one little tippy tap, read one little book, go to a librarian. They have it all indexed.
Yeah.
And be like, dinosaurs, fossils, huh? They'll point you in the direction of a book. You know what? You don't even have to fucking read. You can get an audio book.
Yeah.
Because you know what? I guarantee no matter what you're thinking, there is somebody out there right now smarter than you who's already thought and answered this question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of flat earthers and those sorts of people on TikTok.
Oh, fuck.
Why is it when you fly to this part of the world you don't go upside down? Oh. Fuck, mate.
How come when I look at my glass of water, the top is flat and not round? Oh, my God.
That's incredible, isn't it? I've got to say, though, I watched that Flat Earth documentary, the famous one where, you know, the celebrities emerge within that scene, and there's like, you know, the guy who debunks himself with the laser theory where he's like measuring distance with a laser.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a guy there who made like these flat earth like wall mounts and clocks.
Yeah.
They were really cool. I really quite want one. It's like,
no, that's how they get you with the novelty gifts.
Yeah.
I don't know. One of my favorite that I've seen, speaking of flat earthers, because you know you have like the reaction, you know, that which usually I just hate the reactions because it's like it's usually you just trying to some idiot just sitting there while they watch somebody else's clip, which is all the talent is.
Yeah.
But there was this one flat earther who was, and I forget, it was one of the really huge English soccer teams.
Yeah.
You know, fucking Liverpool or Leeds or something like that. Anyway, so all the players, you know, are showing up in their fucking Land Rovers, you know, to go through the gates.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know if this guy must have been like late for training or something, but the gate doesn't immediately open, which means it gives the fans time enough to descend upon his Land Rover.
Yeah.
And the first one there and the loudest one there was this guy who was a flat earther.
Oh, no.
Who sat very like, oh, my God, yeah, no, have you ever considered? And just started like sprouting this like, you know, his flat earth finger waggle facts.
Yeah.
And this poor soccer player who's just like, he's on $200 million a year. He doesn't risk that shit calling you to fuck off, cunt.
Yeah.
So he's just like, And so he's like, yeah, I'm the flat earther. Did you ever think, like, when you go in like a helicopter, you know, using this kind of thing. And then the gate, thankfully, you can see the relief in the player's eyes when, like, the gate starts to open. And he was like, oh, all right, got to go. And so the guy just starts driving off. He's like, yeah, you go, you discuss it with the lads.
Oh, no.
And the guy's like, And then the guy actually turns around the flat earther. He's looking at his camera and he's like, yeah, you saw that, yeah. So he's going to go off. He's going to go off now and he's going to discuss that with the lads. Yeah, we got some real traction there. You just cut to this random dude who's like, really? You really think that's what the lads are going to be talking about in the change room? Are they though?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
They're currently discussing how the world is round by sniffing a circle of coke off a stripper's tits. That's how they're doing that.
Oh, my God. My favourite thing in the world is, I don't know how we got onto the flat earth rage, but let's go with it. The person who found when the flat earthers started their club, and remember on their website, it was we have members all around the club.
Yeah. Fuck.
First feet in. Fail. Oh.
You toxic dorks.
Oh, my God. Whether it's flat earthers, the fucking Christians, fucking Hamas, fucking all the fucking dickheads. Why is it the biggest, the loudest, with
Why
the best?
Why'd you throw Hamas in with the flat earthers?
Because they're all fucking dickheads. Why? Why? Why are they always the ones with, like, the best camera and the most energy? Like, just fuck off.
That's a good question.
Like, there's you. Fucking explain that to me, science.
Yeah.
Fuck. Oh. I've got a job, two podcasts, two cats, a perpetual cold. I don't have the energy to be running up to soccer players.
I was going to say, do I need to be wearing a mask here? Have you brought COVID into my house?
Oh, no. We've got like boxes of them at work.
The expired rat tests?
No. We got the good shit.
Oh yeah. You've got the frontline ones.
Yeah. So honestly,
I almost outed your job.
Excuse me. And especially because one of the higher ups is about to begin like a 3-week holiday where they will be in a yachting race.
Oh.
So, oh my God, if anyone even like, he like triple barrel rolls into the room with two cans of like Glen 20 and makes him take a rat test immediately while standing in the car park.
I remember when it first hit, and I actually did spend a little bit of time in pandemic planning when I worked for the health agency here in their media team. And they took it very, very seriously. So I learned a little bit. I'm not a virologist. I'm not a, you know, epidemiologist or anything like that, but I learned a little bit.
Mm.
And I remember when they first talked about how it was going to spread around the globe, the fuck knuckle in the office of the law firm I worked in.
Yeah.
Who worked, she's fucking hated me from day one. She's just viciously bullied me every single day I was there. I just remember her walking around the office with a can of Glen 20, spraying it around with a tissue over her mouth. I'm like, you fucking numbskull. It's a virus, you fucking twit. How are you alive?
Yeah, but see, that's a, there is no justice to how the virus. See, I've often said, because you know me, I'm prepped for the apocalypse. It's definitely coming.
Yes.
I've always said, I mean, we all hope it's zombies, but realistically, I've always thought it's going to be a virus.
Yeah.
That I mean, we're only lucky that COVID was so weak. Yeah, you hear me, COVID, you pussy. We're only lucky that it's such a puss.
Yeah.
You know, the next one that comes along.
Yeah.
We're fucked. But there we go. There's a happy note.
There you go.
To start this week off on.
Let's kick on.
Oh, my God. You know, it's so funny that you were talking about the person in your office who was a complete fucking
cock snap.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh my God. That is so ironic because one of the people that we're going to talk about today is an absolute cock snap.
Nice.
Now, am I allowed? Okay, so we're researching. So it's not often that while we're researching something, especially someone, it's like they're afflicted with like ghosts and poltergeists, you're like, oh my God, this is a really horrible situation like to be in. Or, you know, whatever is happening. It's not normally that you research something and then you discover, like, where stuff is happening to someone.
Yeah.
And you're like, you're a cunt.
Yeah.
You're a cunt. Oh, did Satan bite you in the ass? Good. Now, legally, I can, like, I have no medical, like, official diagnosis to say this person is a cunt.
Right.
Just personally, I don't like them.
Okay.
I can't get sued, can I? No. Can we get sued?
And if you name them and it's not true.
Oh, no, I'm going to name them.
Okay.
I think it's true. Okay. I think this guy's a cunt.
Okay, well, luckily this isn't live, so let's make a judgment at the end. We also might get interrupted by a dog during this episode.
Whee!
Because professional.
Yeah, exactly. That's how we roll.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Okay, so this week we are looking at what America claims is one of the most haunted houses in America, nay, the world,
Well, it'd have to be in America, wouldn't it? Some gaudy over-the-top haunting with
like
a ride.
Liberace.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, how awesome if, like, Liberace as a was, like, showed up as, like, a ghost. Just being all like, oh my God, you look like shit, bitch. And then just blinded by sparkles and
it
off he goes.
Appears out of glory holes. Reach around the friendly ghost.
Just plays sassy, like, I could hear like sassy. And I know that he was just like giving me attitude with what he was playing. I could just tell. Oh my God. I think that would be fabulous.
That would be fabulous.
This is not what was happening here.
Okay.
Okay. To a house that is listed as haunted.
Duh.
Nay, possibly bedeviled.
Bedeviled?
Ooh. Not like an egg, like Satan.
Depending on how you make the egg, Satan could be involved.
Same kind of smell.
Yeah, there is, yeah.
Now, we will be looking at the Sally House.
Okay.
And if you're going to Google it afterwards, it's very important.
Yeah.
It is the S-A-L-L-I-E Sally.
Okay.
Not with a Y.
I was never going to make that confusion, but go on.
Oh, what? You don't spell Sally with a Y?
Of course I do. Okay. But I was never going to think it had an I-E on the end of it.
Yeah, no, with an I-E. It's located in Atchison, Kansas.
Okay.
Which is located about 50 miles north of Kansas City.
Right.
Now, this city, Atchison, we're actually going to go back in a future episode.
Yeah.
Because what do you know? the council has not one, but two haunted houses.
Okay.
That you could do tours in. This is true.
Surprise dog I told you about has arrived.
Hey! Surprise dog!
He will bark.
Excellent. Yay! Oh, my Lord. We are going to go back. This house was built in the 1800s.
Okay.
It was built by a fine, respectable doctor.
Yeah.
Who did doctorly things.
Yes.
And had two children.
Oh.
One of them went on to do doctorly things.
The family business.
So this was the Finney family. And Dr. Charles Finney practiced surgery and medicine from the house.
Okay.
This is important. So we're going to be coming back to this factor a bit later on. So what would happen is it was a two-story house. So you would come in. The bottom floor was used for the surgery.
Yes.
Okay. So you'd have your waiting area and then you'd go through to the doctor's room.
Yes.
Excuse me. And the family lived on the top of the house. Oh, excuse me. The Finney family lived upstairs for many years.
Yeah.
But then they moved. Oh, my Lord. Sorry, you can't see it at home. But like suddenly we just have dogs rushing at us from like everywhere. It's Dogapalooza.
It's hilarious.
Oh, my God. This is the best kind of like haunting
yeah.
ever with like little fluffy dogs. Oh, little shout out to Loretta, the sweetest dog in the world that you rescued from oblivion and near death.
She's now having to be rescued from the podcast because she's come out here to say g'day.
Oh, my God. We don't want to say anything scary. Oh, no. My Lord. So the doctor's surgery downstairs, the family lived up upstairs. Now, eventually the family moved out from upstairs claiming they were moving out due to a lack of space.
Yeah.
All right. Even though it's a three-bedroom, two-bathroom house.
Yeah, but when you're rich. Yeah.
Well, he was a doctor, but a doctor back then, not a doctor now, Rich.
True.
You know. It had three bedrooms, two bathrooms. So they moved out and then the house sort of, you know, would carry on and then it was, you know, sold and it would pass through numerous hands and it would have numerous tenants over the years. Nobody came out with any sort of dramatic, you know, occurrences at the house until the 1990s.
No.
Oh, yeah. Shit's getting real. In the 1990s, well, technically stuff happened before the 1990s.
Yeah.
As we would find out. But nobody came out or talked about it publicly until after what happened.
Okay.
In 1993.
Yeah.
A couple moved into the house.
Uh-huh.
The Pickmans. Deborah Pickman and her husband, Tony Pickman.
Okay.
That's the dude I don't like.
Okay. Okay. Just to flag it.
Just to flag him. This guy is the cunt.
I mean, you don't want to skew the audience.
Well, no, I think as the story goes along, we will all grow to hate this man together.
Okay.
All right. Like, I'm just saying, like, we should never victim blame.
Okay.
But this guy totally had this shit coming.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Allegedly.
Right.
Allegedly, just for my lawyer. Let me throw that in. Allegedly.
Okay.
So in 1993, Tony and Deborah, young couple, not long married, moved into the family home.
Okay.
I'm like, excellent.
No.
She was pregnant and would later go on to have a child, their son Taylor. Now, when they first moved into the house, they claim nothing really much happened in the first month or so. But then curious little things started to happen. Things like the lights kept flickering.
Right.
The family would be sitting around and the vacuum cleaner would just turn on.
Okay.
Oh my God, can you imagine? Can you imagine being shamed by a ghost? Just being like, you know, I don't want to be like a dick or anything, but maybe, you know, fucking vacuum Susan wouldn't hurt. Or sometimes she would be vacuuming and the vacuum would just go off.
Right.
And then the power would come back.
Nothing to do with the fact that there's a couple of hundred year old house and has shitty wiring.
So they called in an electrician.
Okay.
Because they assumed, okay, dodgy wiring. Let's call in an electrician.
Yeah.
So they called in an electrician. Electrician got into the walls. The wiring was fine.
Oh.
He could not find any issue that would explain the power outages and power onages and power outages and power onages.
Yeah.
The alarm that was on the stove, like the little timer, would repeatedly just set itself off.
Okay.
For no reason whatsoever. Excuse me. The family, Tony, claims he then began hearing, I don't know if you can, scratching behind the walls. Fucking rats.
Rats.
Rats. 100%. Yeah. 100%. Like, it's a 100-year-old wooden house.
It's fucking rats.
Leaves everywhere. Yeah. Fucking rats.
Right? They're chewing through your wiring, dickhead.
It's just rats.
Yeah, it's rats. I've got a car in the driveway that proves that.
Yeah. Then he claims he started hearing voices in the middle of the night, speaking in hushed whispers. Whispers, 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 whispers. I think you're a bit of a dick, 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 dick. Why'd she marry you? You're a douchebag, douchebag, douchebag. Nobody likes you, Tony. Nobody likes you. Allegedly, allegedly. That's for my ghost lawyer. My ghost lawyer says because I'm dead, I can say, fuck you, Tony. Fuck you, Tony. Then they had their baby.
Right.
Huzzah! If you're into that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You're not into kids. Boo.
Boo.
Your social life. It's over. So they brought the child home.
Yeah.
The first thing they noticed is when they tried to put the – they set up one of the bedrooms as a nursery. They tried getting the child to sleep in the nursery.
Yeah.
The child kept screaming. The child screamed, would not sleep through the night. Again, we can't say that's ghostly. That's just kids.
Yeah.
So they moved the baby into the room with them. Speaking one day to one of their neighbor, bit of a bitch by the sounds of it.
Yeah.
Once was pretty much saying, oh my God, like if your baby can't sleep, maybe it would help if you didn't have the lights in the baby's room on all night, every night. And they were like, what are you talking about, Willis? We don't do that.
Okay.
The baby is sleeping in with us.
Now, there might be a strange edit point in the show just
what?
There.
Ghosts.
Ghosts. We just had two ravenous dogs come out and just bark for food.
Yeah.
So that's what happens when you have no budget and you shoot this on your nights off and shoot this, you fucking record it.
Life happens, man.
Life happens.
Life happens. So oh, my God.
We're not in the Joe Rogan studio here. We're in my fucking kitchen.
This is why I can't wait to do live videos. Can you imagine the drama? It'll be like the poltergeist, except you'd be like, hang on. I've just got to let the dog out to shit. Can we just put a pause in the interdimensional? Or just there's Jack the dog just shitting into the giant spiral of the carpet. Just the ghosts. Ah! That's how you shut a portal down.
They're here. They're going. Yeah. All right. So the baby's light has been on in its room.
Yes. And it was kind of like, why are you looking at it? Because they lived at the house next door.
Yes.
And the neighbor's child had the room that was opposite that room.
Okay.
So they were said that, and then her kid was getting annoyed because the light was on.
Uh-huh.
The child also reported sometimes he felt he was being watched.
Ew.
From the house.
Oh.
Can you hear a wobble board?
I know what that's like because our fucking neighbours here have got new floodlights.
Mm.
And anything that happens in their yard illuminates our house.
Yeah. So this was happening and the lights were on all night.
Yeah.
And they're like, but we're not, we don't leave the light on. We're not in that room. The baby is in our room.
Yeah.
Eventually, they got the baby to sleep in the nursery.
Yes.
So one evening, the family went out, you know, introduced the baby to the relatives.
Yeah.
So they come back. Oh, okay, it's late. We'll go. We'll put the baby to bed. They go upstairs into the nursery. There are the toys from the child's room. Yeah. So, you know, you're a new mum. You've got all the cute little toys people give you. They're, you know, they're on the bed for when they get the child gets old enough to actually, you know, sleep in the bed. And you've got the cot and the stuff on the windowsill and the toy box. It's all the cute little stuffed toys.
Yes.
All of the toys were sitting in the middle of the room in a circle.
Oh.
Looking as if they were all holding hands.
Oh.
Staring into the circle.
Oh, little hippie poltergeist.
I know, as far as like hauntings go, I'm torn between. I'm like, I know you're kind of like, what the? It's kind of really cute.
Poltergeist or wholesome geist?
Toy Story. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So that happened, and then they freaked out.
Yeah,
like, okay. That's like, you know, and then there were arguments. Did you do it? I didn't do it. I bet your bloody brother did it. He's a shit. Everyone denied doing it.
Yes.
But the good news is nothing bad ever happened around the baby.
That is good.
Yeah. Most of the negative attention was directed towards who started hearing the voices.
Oh, dear.
And started seeing shadows moving in the corner of the room.
That's also, from my own experience, the kind of thing you experience in alcohol withdrawals.
Oh, well, guys, I'm a bit of a dick. I'm not going to rule it out.
Okay.
Now, the Pickmans started to suspect that there was something ghostly going on in their house.
Right.
This theory was definitely reconfirmed from the time that Tony walked into the kitchen to see a small girl standing in the kitchen looking at him at about 7 years of age.
Okay.
Is this
what he told the police?
He blinked and then she was gone.
Okay.
There was no 7-year-old girl standing in the kitchen.
Thank goodness.
Now, they had a friend reach out who went, you know what? I have a psychic. I've got a psychic friend.
That friend goes in the bin immediately.
Let me bring my psychic friend round.
In the bin.
So her psychic friend came round.
Yeah.
And Tony had drawn a picture of the girl that he said that he saw in the kitchen.
Okay, don't go drawing pictures of 7-year-old girls, please. This is the one I saw in my kitchen.
He showed it to the psychic.
Yeah.
And the psychic went, oh, my God, that's the spirit that you have in this house.
What a coincidence.
It is the spirit of Sally.
Oh.
I.e. not Y.
Of course, because it's America and we've got to be individuals.
And the psychic claimed that there was a ghost in the house. Now, Deborah was thrilled.
Yeah.
Because Deborah had never had sort of ghostly interactions before. And so she was very excited by this. She would tell others later on, she'd spent her whole life always wanting to like see a ghost, witness a ghost, be involved in sort of ghostly activities.
Right.
So this was a dream come true for Deborah.
Okay.
So the psychic gave the advice of, well, you know what? You need to start talking to Sally. You need to start acknowledging Sally. You need to make her part of the family, but set the ground rules.
That sounds like terrible advice. That sounds like really bad advice. You should talk to the ghost.
Yeah. Yeah, you should welcome it in
as
part of the family.
Yeah, that's like, there's a crazy guy at the bus stop talking to the clouds. You should talk to him.
You make him part of the family.
Yeah, find out what he wants.
Deborah was really thrilled with this advice.
Oh, God.
Tony was not. So Deborah started talking and interacting with Sally. She would talk to Sally, say hello to Sally, acknowledge Sally. Now, nothing sort of physical happened to Deborah, right. You know, except for things like the vacuum cleaner turning on and off.
Yeah.
Certainly nothing ever happened to the baby. Tony started to report, oh, there's a sting. There's a burning sensation.
Oh.
He'd lift up his shirt. There were scratch marks.
Oh.
Under his shirt.
Oh. Were they V-shaped across his back from the heat of the passion with his secretary?
Yeah, I know where this heat's coming from.
Yeah.
Is it in the crutch area, Tony? But on the psychic's advice, Deborah kept talking to Sally and kept telling her, no, Sally, don't do that. Other things started happening in the house. Candles would spontaneously catch a light.
Okay.
Which doesn't seem too threatening.
No.
Sometimes the candles, though, the wax would burn upwards and not down.
That's odd.
On the candle.
Okay.
And then a couple of teddy bears spontaneously caught fire.
That's a bit more problematic.
And had to be put out.
Okay. Yeah.
But Deborah just would give a little bit of a telling off. Don't do that, okay? Don't do that. Don't scare Tony like that. She even went out and she bought Sally a birthday present.
Oh, that's smart.
Because she thought she's a seven-year-old. She will enjoy, you know, it's a seven-year-old girl. She'll like that. Maybe she'll be a bit nicer to Tony. If we go, hey, Sally, we bought you a present. This is from me and Tony. Here's your present. Yeah. So she went and bought her a present, got her a toy, put it in a box, wrapped it up in beautiful wrapping paper and put a big, beautiful bow on it because right. That's what kids love.
Of course.
She then went and she left the present in their child's room.
Right.
Because they were like, oh, you know, the teddy bears are always, you know, moving.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, okay, we feel this is Sally who's in there, who's, you know, playing. So she left the present for Sally. And the present just sat there for approximately 1 month.
Oh.
Until Deborah walked in. The gift was out of the box.
Oh.
And was sitting with the toys on the floor.
Right.
The gift was still wrapped.
Oh. Okay.
Let that sink in.
There you go.
Meanwhile, the voices started telling Tony to do things.
Oh, dear.
Tony said he started getting depressed.
Okay.
Tony started having very bad thoughts.
No.
Angry, violent thoughts.
Well, you can't blame him because his missus has just adopted a poltergeist like you would a cat, just luring it off the street.
Tony then killed the family cat.
Okay, that's a stretch. Why would you do that?
Well, he claims he didn't do it. We're not going to go into the details of it.
Right.
He claims he didn't do it when the cat was killed horribly.
Right.
He just happened to be the only one home alone with the cat when it happened and the only one in the house.
Well, could it have been the poltergeist?
Or could it have been Tony?
Well, so that rules out everything else from the poltergeist.
I'm just saying.
Just because he's a man doesn't mean he killed the cat. He likely did. But could it have been the poltergeist looking to alienate him further from the family?
Well, you could make that argument.
Yeah.
Until the day that a stray cat walked into the house when Tony was home alone and there was no one else in the house and he horribly killed the cat.
Okay, you didn't tell me he's got form for killing two cats.
Except this time, but he claimed, oh, no, honestly, like, I totally don't remember, like, doing it. Like, I'd obviously just did what I did to the cat, but I can't remember it at all. It's only when I walked back in.
Okay, yeah.
That's... And found it.
Mm.
This guy's dick.
Yeah, it's dick move.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It's a completely dick move.
That's a dick move.
Now, he then claims that he started to have bad thoughts telling him
yeah.
to hurt Deborah.
Oh, no.
They called in the news, as you do.
The fucking news?
They called in the news.
It's like the people that found bloody Heath Ledger calling the Olsen twins. What are you fucking doing?
Well, it was, you know, their psychic who had given them the advice, you know, had told someone else, who, and then they had people showing up at the house going, hey, so I hear you've got a ghost.
There are very few situations that should be appropriately resolved by going, quick, get a journalist. Very few.
Somebody needs to report these cat deaths, which I totally didn't do. You fucking did it, Tony. Yeah. Just admit it. Anyway, so the press got involved.
Right.
And they came with their cameras. Now, there is some interesting, there's some amazing 90s show called Sightings. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's this American show. No. It's kind of like... Ah, it's really good. It's sort of like unsolved mysteries, but with like ghosts and poltergeists. But it's good because it's like, yes, no, we're journalists and we're actually taking this very seriously.
Okay.
So they showed up at the house.
Yes.
To do their own investigations. Now, they report, again, it's one of these things. They're saying, oh, yes, our cameraman reported, yes, we too could feel cold spots.
Yeah.
It's very hard to portray that. You've literally just got three people shaking their hand about going, oh, no, it's definitely a bit chilly here in the corner.
Just a woman standing there going, can we turn the ghost down? I'm cold.
Yeah. Oh.
I don't want to put on a jumper. Can we like get a demon in here so it's warmer?
Spice it up a little bit. Oh, I have this like a cat rug that you could throw on. I mean, I don't know, Satan. Oh, that, I mean, Satan has a cat rug. Not me. I watched this footage because I got very excited because looking up on for the research, they're like, oh, Sightings has actually got footage where you can actually see him being scratched. You actually see Tony in real life, the scratches appearing.
Right.
So I'm like, well, I need to see that because that would genuinely be, that's some conjuring exorcist shit.
Yeah.
Now, this is what they're saying. When they're saying, okay, we're there, we actually capture the moment where you see him getting scratched.
Yeah.
It's not what I was picturing in my mind because I want to see, like, skin.
Yeah.
And I want to see actually appear.
Yeah.
That's not what happens.
No.
They're actually, you see in the footage, they're looking at Deborah. They're actually doing, like, an interview with Deborah. And then Tony is like, ow, 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 ow. And they're all like, oh, my God, what, cat killer? And he, like, lifts up his shirt.
Yeah.
And you can see he's got, like, these three sort of scratchy marks on him.
Right.
And so then the cameraman in pervy kind of way is, like, zooming in because it's right, like, at the front of his chest, like, near his belly button. It's all very, yeah. Tell us you're a sex predator without telling us you're a sex predator. Like, ew. So it sort of, it zooms in on it. And they're like, oh, yes, as you watch this footage for the next 9 minutes, you can see that this sort of like scratch welts up.
Oh, so he hasn't at all done this to himself.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. Thank you. That's exactly like the cynical in me is like, you know what? He's got something in his shirt that's going to scratch him. It's like those little where they, you know, they stab you with those little things to see if you're allergic to it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like you've just got your little bit of cat hair, little bit of a razor blade.
Yeah.
So I don't buy it. And just for everyone at home, I saved you the drama. You don't have to look at that 9 minutes. Bullshit footage.
Yeah.
I mean, I know everyone wants to get the exclusive, but fuck off. Nine minutes of my life I'm never going to get back. Oh. So they had that footage. And then it seemed, more and more reporters come up. Everyone came with their different psychics to the house.
Okay.
So the next psychic they brought in said, you know what? There's not just the spirit of a little girl in here.
Oh.
We think there is a little spirit of a girl. We also think there's a multitude of other spirits in your
There's always a multitude. They are always legion.
In particular, a very dark presence.
Always.
That was in the house.
Oh.
One psychic went so far to suggest that they actually didn't believe there was the spirit of a little girl in the house.
No.
They think the dark spirit had presented itself in the image of a little girl to try to get the family to talk to it and be nice to it and thus suck the energy from it.
Oh, they got catfished.
Oh, my God. Yes. What? You don't look like your Tinder profile at all.
Just imagine being that ghost pretending to be a little girl and then suddenly that dude is just like, do you want to meet up for a milkshake? This just went from being a paranormal investigation to catch a predator.
It really is like from a distance, a little 7-year-old in dress and pigtails. And then you get closer and it's a 30-year-old dwarf smoking a cigar. Got ya, pervert.
Oh, we caught a Gary Glitter again.
The next thing is Tony claims that he was sound asleep in bed when he was dragged physically from bed.
Oh.
And claims that there was a bruise of small handprints on his arm.
Oh, dear.
Again, that's not proving.
No.
I'm just saying, your evidence doesn't necessarily mean evidence of a poltergeist.
No.
I'm just saying. Anyway. They decided, you know what? Oh, Tony's getting this real strong urge to, like, disembowel me like a cat. So, you know what? We're going to move out.
Yeah.
So, after living less than 2 years in the house, the family moved out.
Yes.
One night, Tony got up from the family bed at their new house.
Okay.
And disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
Into the night.
Righto.
Middle of the night.
To go get some more scratches.
Middle of the snowy, snowy night.
Oh, dear.
He says that he was aroused.
Oh, that's not a good choice of words.
Do you know where he was aroused?
No.
When he showed up at the front door of the Sally house.
Why?
Claiming it had drawn.
Oh, he woke up there.
Yes.
Fuck.
When I say aroused, I don't
mean he walked up there and then got a boner. What the fuck?
I'm not saying he didn't have a boner when he was a man. He probably did have a boner when he woke
up. Like he's water divining, just following his hard dick through the snow.
Well, you've got to like follow where the divining rod leads you.
Don't ever call it a divining rod. Oh, I'm looking for moisture. Oh, yuck.
I'm looking for cat moisture.
Oh, Jesus.
He claims that he has no memory.
Right.
And it was a huge distance between the two houses. Like he was still in the same town, but they had pretty much moved to the other side of town.
Yeah.
So he claims that he had just woke up. He can't remember a thing, but he just walked through the snow. So he didn't have a jacket on, didn't have, you know, any of your snow gear, just walked through the night like sleepwalking. And showed up back at the house.
Right.
And it's one of those things where, of course, you know, Deborah was like disappointed because, you know, she's like, oh, my God, I'd waited my whole life for this ghostly interaction. Tony, it seems, though, this was not his first encounter with the other world.
Really?
Tony, it seems, had been fucking around with Ouija boards and seances since he was a very small child.
God damn it.
In fact, when he and his friends had some finger waggle fun with a Ouija board, he says for the next few years he was tormented by this dark entity that used to sit in his wardrobe and stare at him.
Jesus, man.
Yeah. So then, you know, later on in life in his teens, kept going back, having some more seance.
Of course you would.
Yeah. Fucking learn your energy. Like, yeah. What the fuck? work. Like, this, like, there are so many reasons to dislike Tony, the cat killer, right? Yeah. So many reasons. But another one is, you know what? Stop fucking around.
Yeah.
All of this, this is you finding out.
Yeah.
Stop fucking around, mate. I can't say it enough.
No.
Stop fucking around. I don't care if you're aroused or not. Stop fucking around, mate. So, of course, all of these stories, you know, all the TV stations, it all went viral.
Yeah.
And now other people who had lived in the house previously started to come forth with their own stories.
Right.
Including one woman who had lived there. She'd actually lived there for a few years with her daughter. So it was just the two female family members.
Yeah.
Now, they'd never had any, like, scratches. But they had everything for her. She had a light bulb moment because, you know, there'd be things like she'd come in, she'd put away, you know, the dishes, clean up the kitchen. She'd come back, oh, there's bloody stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
Or with the toys, she'd pick everything up. She'd come back in the lounge room. All the cushions are on the bloody floor. And she'd be like, oh, she'd yell at her daughter, like, what are you bloody doing? Like, I just cleaned up.
Yeah.
Her daughter used to say, no, it wasn't me. It was her imaginary best friend.
Oh, God.
Do you know what her imaginary best friend was called?
Sally.
Sally.
Jesus Christ.
Other people had come back. Now, other people who claims that they had had, like, negative feelings or had also been scratched or heard voices were only from male people who had visited the house.
Oh.
Now, this goes back to an old legend about the Sally house.
Right.
Now, we have no legend. So, again, this is an urban legend.
Yeah.
This is a myth. There is no one can find any evidence to prove this actually happened. Although if this actually happened, there's a reason why there's no evidence of this happening.
Right.
Okay. Now, when I first started looking at these particular theories,
yeah,
like I'm looking at the first one, I'm like, that's bullshit. When we get to the second one, as I was reading the second one, I'm like, I have no doubt whatsoever this is what actually happened.
Okay.
I believe this so much. I'm convinced absolutely without a doubt this is what happened.
Right.
Okay. Now, if you remember, when we're going back in the 1800s,
yeah,
it was owned by the Finney family, which was the doctors.
Yes.
Who used to have their doctor surgery in the house.
Yes.
Now, the story was that one night, in the middle of the night, a single mother showed up with her daughter, around 7 years of age.
Right.
In her arms, the child screaming in pain, in terror, in abdomen, in pains in her abdomen.
Yeah.
Came in. And he was like, oh, my God, like your appendix is bursting or is about to burst. So she's going to die unless we do something, but we have to do it now. Like her appendix is literally about to burst.
Yes.
So he decided we don't have time to knock her out.
Oh.
We're just going to start cutting.
Fuck.
So he decided to start trying to do an appendicitis on a 7-year-old.
Okay.
She died.
Oh, Jesus.
On the table. Now, the other slightly different version of this is it was a single mother who showed up with the daughter.
Yeah.
But the single mother was a single African-American woman.
Right.
And the child was, in fact, the love child from the pillar of the community.
Oh, dear.
White Dr. Finney.
Yes.
Now, rather than take the child to the hospital, because then fearing that his indiscretions would be revealed to the wider community,
yeah,
he decided to just have a crack at her appendix operation himself.
That stands to reason.
So he got her up on the table, didn't give her the correct amount of anesthetic. It didn't kick in, and the child died screaming on the table.
Fuck.
Who was also his illegitimate child, which he then hid to, again, avoid further scandal.
Well, that killed two birds with one stone, didn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Two illegitimate birds with one stone. And as soon as I was, like, reading this, I was like, oh, yeah, no, that is 100% what that rich old white dude did.
100%.
100%.
Yeah.
Like, we did that with the Lambeth poisoner. Like, the guy just started performing his own backyard abortions because it was cheaper. It would save some money for his mistresses. So 100% that's what this dude did.
Yeah.
He just had a crack.
Yeah. But the surgery practice, and who knows, my little bastard might go as well.
Yeah. Oh no, it didn't work. Yeah. Oh, no.
Damn, chalk that one up to experience.
So, some people have suggested that's why this particular spirit is so nice to the baby, so nice to the mother, hates men.
Hashtag team ghost.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah. 100%. Like, absolutely. Oh my God. Literally all she has seen men do is literally torture her to death and kill cats.
Yeah.
Fuck off, mate.
Yeah.
Fuck off. Yeah, team ghost.
Team ghost all the way.
Team ghost 100%. Oh, excuse me. So the other thing is I didn't talk about. The other thing that they complained about was strange mold would start to grow on items in the house.
Duh.
My first thought, is it a coincidence that it starts turning on your cleaning objects? Just a subtle hint, maybe, from the other world?
Yeah.
I'm just like, excuse me. Now, the house, you can actually go.
Yeah.
And do tours.
There you go.
They've decided that they're not renting it out to individual people anymore. The reason for this could be in the 2000s, again, someone showed up, we still want to do some investigations. And in the early 2000s, they found that somebody who had been living in the house had actually did a big old pentagram in the basement.
Of course they did.
They also found what they would only describe as satanic ritualistic remnants.
I was in that bag.
And all I can think is like so you found like a party invite?
Yeah.
Hey, come to our satanic ritualistic party.
Satanic.
Yeah, satanic. Is that really a remnant? Oh, they also basically they went, you know how we got like, you know, your black light? Well, I'm going to have a look.
Yeah.
They also found a lot of splattered blood in the cupboards in the master bedroom.
You should have led with that.
Just something else.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if they tested it to find out if it was cat blood, Tony. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's on your hands. So they decided they're going to stop renting it out to, like, families.
Yeah.
Now, instead. Oh, no.
Is it now an Airbnb?
Close. The council now does tours.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So you've got a couple of options because this is all run through the council.
Yeah.
You can go through the day and you can do like a $10 tour.
Yeah.
So you get to basically just like walk in. Do. Now, the only part of the house that you can no longer go into is the satanic basement.
Yeah.
Now, this is where the darkest energy was always reported from. And everyone was like, yeah, nah, that big bad shit.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I feel it. I feel it aroused in the darkness. All of that used to be like, yeah, nah, that shit's like in the basement.
Yeah.
They used to have tours where, no, they were like, oh no, we'll stop those Satanists. They painted some paint over the pentagram. No one will know where it is.
Very good.
So they put a bit of paint over it. And then a woman fell horribly down the stairs and hurt herself.
Oh, dear.
So they decided that you're not allowed to go down the stairs into the basement. anymore.
Painting over Satan sounds like a country song.
Oh, my God. Is that on the new Beyoncé single?
Probably. Painting over Satan.
Oh, my Lord. So, yeah, so you're not allowed to go into the basement, yeah, in case you're, like, hurdle yourself down it.
Fair enough.
You know, like a dickhead.
Yeah.
So, oh, my God. And I went on to, like, TripAdvisor. You know, to have a look. I'm like, oh my God, there is like Yelp ratings. Okay. Oh my God. Okay. It's mostly people who've just done like the $10 tour. Of course
it is, yeah.
It's mostly people just bitching because there's like a shitload of people in the house.
Yeah.
You know, because it's basically, it's just everyone just shows up. And then people are like, oh my God, they say you have like 2 hours like in the house for like $2. Oh no, $10 for 2 hours, yeah, to explore the house except the basement. But then it's people bitching like, oh my God, but like you can just like walk in and out of every room in like 5 minutes. And you're like, it's not fucking Disneyland.
No.
Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
But if you don't want to go there and put up with other people's shit, the other option that you can do is the council will let you stay overnight.
Fuck that.
Prices start from about $150 per person.
Yeah.
Per night.
Right.
There are some conditions.
Right.
There's no running water.
Okay.
You're not allowed to sleep in the beds.
Fair enough.
You got to sleep on the floor.
Right.
And there is a mold smell.
Oh, God. Are you sure this isn't just like part of the rental crisis?
I know there's a lot of – you're like, oh, I don't know. Poltergeist mold? Oh, my God. It's only $150 a night? Sweet.
Yeah.
So you can actually rent it out, but there's a limit. You're not allowed to have more than 10 people.
Right.
Now, what the council has discovered, and if you do go to visit the house, you may notice that when you come in, don't be alarmed if the radio is playing.
Oh.
It's apparently whomever it may be at the Sally house will now and then turn the stereo on to amuse themselves.
Very good.
excuse me. So, yes, it is currently available for rent.
Oh.
If you would like to go and check it out. And like I said, it is one of many haunted houses apparently in the city of Atchison.
Yes.
And if you want to explore it a little bit more, Tony and Deborah Pickerman, who were in their first interview, oh my God, they actually made the press like blur out like Tony's face.
Yeah.
Because Tony was like, oh my God, like now I'm so embarrassed. I possibly couldn't, I don't want to talk about it. Oh my God, no publicity. They continued to do press interviews for the next 20 years.
Yeah.
They even put out a book.
Oh, right.
Talking about their like less than 2 years living in the house. Oh, my God, yeah, buy my book. I can tell you all about that time where I did things to a cat. Twice.
Oh, man.
Fucking piece of shit. Yeah. I don't like Tony.
Fair enough.
Yeah, and I'm just kind of like, oh, like Satan was scratching your aroused self. Good. Oh, my Lord. So what do you think? Are you prepared to brace the mold?
I've lived in worse houses. By far.
Yeah, it's just a bit of mold. Bring some bottled water.
It's a standard rental in the western suburbs of Adelaide.
I've
lived in plenty.
I think you'd be, could be worse.
I've been scratched by rats.
You can identify the sound of rats.
Exactly.
You know, you've never harmed a cat, so you're winning.
Very much winning. And I've never gone erect dick walking around in the snow looking for a haunted house.
How do you call that one into the police?
I don't know.
It's clearly very aroused, officer. I don't. It's disturbing the ghosts.
Do you call the police or the ambulance for frostbite?
That's why they need the book money. Do the repairs.
Yeah.
Get that thing fixed.
Full dick reconstruction.
Oh, my my Lord. So yeah, so it's very, there's a lot of footage of like people, you know, going to the house.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of people like freaking themselves out.
Yeah.
Just like, oh my God, what is this? We're going to die. As a woman, I can't wait to go because I am going to take you and I'm just going to be like, yeah, let us know how that goes, John.
Oh, thanks.
No, well, for once I can just be like, ha, ha, ha.
I've never fucking killed a cat or annoyed it or killed a child needing an appendectomy.
No, but I'm saying I'm going to use you as bait.
Oh, thank you.
Like, I'm just going to, like, cut, like, just you know, just have you just stand there just being all like, ooh. See if we can provoke it. Bring it out. You. Bring your wobble board.
Just do your fucking catchphrase.
What? Oh, I'm just saying, you know what? You don't have to settle for a piece of shit who kills your cat. As soon as he kills your cat, it's over. Over. I'm just saying, don't wait till he kills the second cat. Because there's always a second cat.
What if killing your cat is just a sexual euphemism?
No.
Smashing the pussy?
No, no, but see, that's... No.
Okay.
No, see, no. Women, no. No. We don't respond to that.
I don't know these things.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Why do the undead attack me? Because you're all a pain in the ass. Anyway, don't settle for a cat killer. You know what? Get yourself a Mothman. They respect the pussy. And real Mothmen eat the carpet. They don't kill it.
Yeah. And I'm adopting an earlier catchphrase that I used for a little bit, ooh, which I think is more apt.
Oh,
in this episode.
Aroused at the door?
No, from the earlier episode where we talked about the cannibal who paid someone to allow him to eat him.
Yes. Armin Muse, yeah.
The dick goes in the bin.
I thought you were going back to look. No, I got not to look at the dick. The dick goes in the bin. Yes, here. Let me give that the snaps it deserves. Yeah,
the dick goes in the bin.
And not on your doorway like an unwanted misdirected Uber Eats because exactly. You've moved out.
Yeah.
Oh,
it gives a new meaning to Ring camera, doesn't it? Oh, Christ.
No.
I'm pressing stop.
Please do.